coming up on episode number 1133. Well, what do you do when the subject of a cover story is better known as an artist that does covers than an artist that has been covered? Well, that's the dilemma today. It is Linda Ronstadt. She's turning 70 in a couple days, and she's better known for the songs that she's covered and turned into big hits. But we're going to work around it. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it work. And it's the Linda Ronstadt cover story. And it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, celebrating the music today of Linda Ronstadt. Big in the 70s and 80s. Got into the whole California pop scene with folks like Jackson Browne and the Eagles and Neil Young and all those guys. And It's one of those situations where the subject of the cover story is a covering artist herself, right? So she's done a lot of her biggest hits are covers, and you're going to hear them here on the show today. So what we're going to do, rather than do, you know, only songs that were originally done by Linda Ronstadt, and there are a few, there are quite a few songs that were originally done by Linda Ronstadt that we're going to hear covers of today, we're also going to listen to alternative covers of songs that she covered and turned into big hits. So if you're diagramming that sentence, draw a line, right? And the put a dot at each end of that line, and the left dot is the original artist, the right dot is the most recent person to cover it. Somewhere along that line is Linda Ronstadt, and somewhere along that line will be one of the covers. So there you go. Fully diagrammed out, and put your pencils down and turn in your homework, and we'll see how you did. Let's go ahead and get started with a song that was originally done by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Linda Ronstadt covered it, like I said, turned it into a hit, another hit. It was a hit for Smokey Robinson as well. Milk also covered it in 2013 for the Dermot O'Leary Saturday Sessions 2013. Here is Ooh Baby Baby.
To play, and in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. Hey, I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, I'm only human. You've made mistakes too. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. About it.
Bleeding heart, I'll be your cry. feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all of the time since I left my baby behind. I'm blue by you. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times. I'm blue by you.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to blue by you, where the folks are fine and the world is mine. I'm blue by you, where those fishing familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes. How happy I'd be.
Wanna see my baby again. Wanna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again on blue by you. And so
are fine and the world is mine. I'm blue by you, where those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see the familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes.
I was lying in a burned out With the full moon in my eyes, I was hoping for replacement. When the sun burst through the sky, there was a band playing in my head, and I felt like I could cry. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Spaceships fly in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home.
It's called When Will I Be Loved?
Uh-oh.
What, as quick as that? It's in A, Nick.
Yeah, all right. They all look the same to me when they say
And Nick Lowe doing a cover there of When Will I Be Loved. That's actually part of the Rockpile project. Now, when you bought the album, when you bought the actual vinyl album, Seconds of Pleasure, back in 1980, you got the main disc, you know, your basic 10-song disc with all of the regular Rockpile full band, which was more than just Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe. And I'm blanking on the names of some of the other guys who are on there, but they're, you know, the who's who of British pop rock. and power pop in the late 70s. When you got that, there was also a bonus single inside, and there were two songs, I believe, on each side of the single, and it was just Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds doing covers of Everly Brothers songs. When Will I Be Loved, right there, originally by the Everly Brothers, covered by Linda Ronstadt, very famously. It was actually one of her biggest hits. It reached number two on the Billboard charts, but was her first number one on the country charts. Of course, covered there by Rockpile. Before that, After the Gold Rush, that's by the Trio. Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. They released three albums, I believe, as a trio. And you're in luck if you like it, because at the end of this month, I believe, or maybe it's in August, they're releasing an anthology with a bunch of extra tracks. It's going to be the complete trio recordings with Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. So if you haven't picked any of those up individually yet, wait, and you'll get the big one, the big set. Texas Lightning right before that, a German band with an Australian lead singer. You gotta love that combination. From their album Meanwhile Back at the Ranch, that's their cover of Blue Bayou, originally by Roy Orbison. Linda Ronstadt also had a big hit with it. That Texas Lightning version came out back in 2005. Linda Ronstadt covering Tom Petty on her Feels Like Home album from 2006, The Waiting. You know, it's the hardest part. And Milk doing a cover of Ooh, Baby, Baby, originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That version right there came out on the Dermot O'Leary Presents the Saturday Sessions from 2013. Let's get to a cover of Linda Ronstadt's first hit after leaving the Stone Ponies. This was her first solo hit, and it's covered here by Sutton Sorensen from an album of the same name from 2012. Here is Sutton Sorensen and a cover of Long, Long Time.
Love will abide. Take things in stride. Sounds like good advice, but there's no time washes clean love's wounds unseen. That's what someone told me, but I don't know what it means, 'cause
no.
try and make you mine. And I think I'm gonna miss you.
But the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines.
Look
into your heart and see what your love has set apart for me. It seems so
it's
easy.
So easy.
Yeah, it's so doggone
it's
easy.
So easy. It's
oh,
so
oh,
easy.
It seems so
it's
easy.
So easy. It's so easy.
Well, when you're
oh.
concerned, my heart can learn. Oh, oh, oh.
Stones, Tumbling Dice, covered there by Lynn Ronstadt. You can find that in a couple places. The Paint It Black compilation of the Rolling Stones cover tracks from 2006, or on the original source, Lynn Ronstadt's album, which was called Sweet Simple Dreams, and was recently remastered back actually in 2006 as well. It's funny because that song came from a discussion or a meeting that Linda had with Mick Jagger, who approached her backstage at one of her concerts and said, "You do too many ballads." I'm not going to try and do the Mick Jagger voice, but he said, "You do too many ballads. You need to do some rock and roll stuff." And so she turned around and covered Tumbling Dice by the Stones. Great version right there, by the way. It's So Easy right before that. That one by Zooey Deschanel. Pretty unmistakable voice of Zooey Deschanel. Not listed as a She and Him track, just a solo Zooey track. And that was part of the compilation from 2011 called Listen to Me, Buddy Holly, which also featured a Linda Ronstadt track on there. Of course, she covered Buddy Holly a lot, covered Everly Brothers, but not as much as she covered Elvis Costello. And you heard that right before that from her album Living in the USA, a cover there of Allison. Now, it's funny because she actually released an album called Mad Love, where she covered three Elvis Costello tracks, Party Girl, Girls Talk, and what was unreleased at the time, Talking in the Dark, and put all three of those out on the Mad Love album back in 1987. He was pretty dismissive of Linda Ronstadt covers, basically said, "You know, it's fine if she wants to cover them. I'll take the money," is basically what it came down to. But Linda Ronstadt and her longstanding cover relationship with Elvis Costello. We started that set off with Sutton Sorensen and a cover of Long, Long Time. That was the first single that Linda Ronstadt released after leaving the Stone Ponies in, I want to say, 1970. So, I mean, 1960 was big. The 1960s were big for Linda Ronstadt as well. That version by Sutton Sorensen is the title track of an album that came out back in 2012. We'll get back to some more Linda Ronstadt music in just a moment, but before we do that, let's talk a little bit about Amazon and Amazon.com and how Amazon's got you covered. Yeah, yesterday was Prime Day, and you guys were awesome. You guys actually used my link when you were buying stuff during Prime Day. And one of the things that somebody bought, I don't know if they bought it yesterday during Prime Day or if they bought it earlier in the week, but they bought the somebody just went crazy with a bunch of nesting dolls. Hey, and they bought the Batman family set of nesting dolls. So you get your Batman, Robin, Nightwing, Alfred, Batgirl in there. But then they also bought the Batman Rogues Gallery nesting dolls. So it's got your Joker, your Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, and a little Harley Quinn. This is a great way to introduce your kids to comic books. But they didn't just stick with DC. Oh no, they also bought the Marvel Avengers nesting dolls. So somebody just went crazy with the nesting dolls on Amazon.com. And you know what they did? They used the link on Coverville.com, either a link in the show notes or a link in the banner that's on the main page, or they went to Coverville.com/Amazon. They used one of those three ways. That takes you right over to Amazon, and anything you put in your cart and purchase at that point gives me credit, gives a little bit of a commission to Coverville. And I put that right back into the show where it belongs. Whether you're picking up nesting dolls or a giant DeWalt hardware kit, it's good to know that Amazon has got you covered. I'm really, really digging the new bed for this. That's by the way, if you're wondering what that song is, it's Coffee in the Pot by Supergrass. Great song right there by Supergrass. All right, let's get back to covers. I'm actually going to play an original version here. This is a couple of them, actually, in a row. This is the original version of the song Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, another big hit for Linda Ronstadt and a lesser hit for Warren Zevon. This is a song that Warren wrote that seemed to be kind of a dig at the music that Jackson Browne was putting out at the time. Now, Jackson Browne was a collaborator and also a producer for Warren Zevon. And after around the time that Warren Zevon recorded his version, Jackson Browne pitched the song to Linda Ronstadt and kind of performed a version in her living room so that she could hear it and maybe take it on. It's a great song. Mentions a wearing blender, which is great. You can also pick one of those up at Amazon. Here's Warren Zevon and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Double E. just like Jesse James. She really worked me over good as she was a credit to her gender. She put me through some changes, Lord, sort of like a wearing blender. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me be. Lord, have mercy on me. Woe is me. Woo!
Your head on my shoulder, come close. close your eyes and be still. Don't talk, take my hand and let me hear your heartbeat. Be here with you feels so right. We could live forever tonight. Let's not think about tomorrow.
Something in your eyes makes me wanna lose myself, makes me wanna lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, and how low I felt for so long. If you knew how I wanted someone to come along and change my life the way you've done, feels like home to me, feels like home. Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from. Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong. Dark street, and a siren wails in the night. But I'm alright, 'cause I have you here with me, and I can almost see through the dark there's a light. If you knew how much this moment means to me, and how long, and how long I've waited for your touch. Feels like home. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from. Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong.
Song written by Randy Newman back in the 70s. Lynn Ronstadt recorded the first version of that. That's one of the most recent versions of that song. That is Bryan Adams with a B. Should get something like that right, shouldn't I? With Diana Krall from her album Wallflower, which came out last year. A lot of great covers. All great covers, really, on that Diana Krall album. Definitely worth picking up. And pick up the deluxe edition. You've got a bunch of extra songs on there, but she's got covers on there of Don't Dream It's Over and Yeah Yeah by Georgie Fame, with a special guest appearance by Georgie Fame. So good. It's a really good album. Wallflower by Diana Krall. Feels Like Home, covered there with the help of Bryan Adams. That'll Be the Day, right before that, by Modest Mouse. Yeah, another Buddy Holly song that Lynn Ronstadt covered. That one you'll find on the Rave On Buddy Holly album that came out in 2011. Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder, a cover of a song from Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. That one included on Linda's 1993 album, Winter Light. The original version of You're No Good by Dee Dee Warwick. She is the sister of Dionne Warwick and, of course, cousin to Whitney Houston. That one from her album Got a Good Thing Going. You'll also find it on a great compilation called Girl Groups, and it has a bunch of singles, I'm sorry, a bunch of CDs, all in single packaging in this beautiful hat box. It's a really, really cool collection of tracks by a bunch of different girl groups. Obviously, you've got the Crystals and the Ronettes and stuff like that, but then some deeper cuts. I like that one right there from Dee Dee Warwick. And Warren Zevon at the top of that set. Another original version, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, from the best of Warren Zevon, A Quiet Normal Life, a terrific greatest hits album that came out in 1986. I'm such a big fan of Warren Zevon, and it was such a tragic loss losing him in the 2000s, early 2000s. What was it, 2006, I want to say, is when Warren Zevon passed away. And just chatting in the live stream chat room with Wabbit Magic. There's going to be another Warren Zevon cover story coming up at the beginning of 2017 on what would have been his 70th birthday. We'll definitely do a big tribute episode for Warren Zevon, so stick around for that. Well, if you've been waiting around all this time hoping that there would be a cover of Linda Ronstadt's Plow King song from The Simpsons, I'm sorry to say you're going to be disappointed. But this is, I would not only say not just the next best thing, but an even better thing. From one of my favorite TV shows of the last 5 years, Community, here is a cover of Somewhere Out There, originally done by Lynn Ronstadt and James Ingram, covered here by Donald Glover and Danny Pudi. Yes, it's it's right there from the show. Oh, this is terrific. Here is Donald Glover and Danny Pudi with a cover of Somewhere Out There.
Somewhere out there, beneath a pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. Somewhere out there, someone saying a prayer that we far apart we are. It helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath that same big sky.
Somewhere
traveling to the beat of a different drum. Can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, you cry. Morning say it'll work out, but honey child, I got my doubts. Can't see the forest for the trees. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I'm not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. You said I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying, I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye. I'm leaving. I see no sense this crying. You'd just be without me. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I'm not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. You said I saying you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense this crying and grieving. We both live a lot longer, you'd just be without me. Without me. Without me. Without me. Without me.
Supposed to be. sleep still in your eyes. I remember all the laughter and the tears we shared last night. And as we lie here, just to share in the light before the dawn, the sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I
decked with primroses.
I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news has come to town. Strange news is carried. Sad news flies up and down that my love is married. I wish them both great joy, though they don't hear me. And may God reward them well for the slighting of me.
Oh, that's such a cool a cappella track, and really showcases her amazing range and depth and just the sheer clarity of her voice. So good! Linda Ronstadt and a song she contributed to Elektra's 40th anniversary double disc called Rubaiyat. That one came out in 1990, and it's a cover of a lesser-known song by Kathy and Carol. Great, great album, by the way. Great double album to pick up. One of the first big cover albums that I remember buying. Picking it up when I was working at what was then US West and is now CenturyLink, and getting it home and listening to all the stuff on there. Some great stuff. The Cure, Howard Jones, Metallica covering Queen. It's such a great, great double album. Rubaiyat, spelled A-I-Y-A-T. Super cool. Possum Holler, right before that, from their album Substantially Blue from 2005, and a cover of The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known, originally by Linda Ronstadt. Love Is Like a Heat Wave, Phil Collins covering that from an album a few years ago called Going Back, where he covers a lot of Motown classics like that. Originally done by Martha and the Vandellas, but of course, we remember Linda's version as well from the 70s. Frog Holler, well, it was the set of the competing hollers, Possum Holler and Frog Holler. Frog Holler did different drum, which comes from a tribute called Papa Nez, a loose salute to the work of Michael Nesmith. Yeah, Michael Nesmith wrote it, recorded it with his band, the Greenbrier Boys. Linda Ronstadt covered it with the Stone Ponies, and then Michael Nesmith turned around and recorded a new version just a few years ago on an album, I want to say, 2005, I think, as well. That version, or the more recent version of Michael Nesmith's cover of Different Drum. And then Somewhere Out There, covered by Donald Glover and Danny Pudi, from the original television series soundtrack to Community, originally done by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram. If I remember correctly, it was the theme to An American Tale, that original version, and that cover right there by Donald Glover and Danny Pudi. There's talk. Dan Harmon was just on the Larry King show and said that he'd really like to do a Community movie, and thus giving us the six seasons in a movie that we were promised. Be great if he could do it, if he could pull it off. He's got to wait for schedules to open up and for people to become available, but hopefully he can make that work. I'd be first in line. Heck, I'd help kickstart something like that. So Dan, if you're listening, get a Kickstarter going. I'll contribute. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. A lot of thanks go out to patrons and Coverville citizens alike. If you want to support the show, a couple different ways to do it. You can either go to Coverville Citizens or coverville.com/citizen and sign up as a Coverville citizen, or you can go to the Patreon, patreon.com/coverville. Both ways are great. Depends on how much you want to do up front, or if you want to go on a monthly or on an annual deal. But both ways really help support the show and keep everything going. And that reminds me, I need to do a Coverville Citizen bonus tracks for July. So look for that in the next few days as well. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. 1-877-7-COVER-9 is the phone number to call for the recording, or just visit coverville.com. Your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Check it out today. That's coverville.com. We will be back 1 week from today with another episode of the show. I don't have the notes in front of me as to what's coming up, but it'll be something cool, I promise. So stick around for that. That's in a week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're getting your podcasts so good, they'll be the sweetest thing you've ever known.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.